Good afternoon, Kodo listeners. It is just after 12 p.m. on a Thursday. That means it's time for a coronavirus noon update. I'm Matt Hoist from the Kodo News team. Joining me is Claudia Garcia Curcio, providing Spanish interpretation, and San Miguel County Commissioner Lance Waring. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Matt. Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us. Estamos aquí para noticias a las 12, como siempre, para noticias con COVID. Estamos conmigo haciendo interpretación y con Lance Warren.
And Lance, we will start, as we always do, handing you the mic with any updates that you would like to share.
Y vamos a empezar con Lance, con noticias, por favor.
Thanks, Matt. I want to open with some good news. We have vaccinated over 55% of our adult population here in San Miguel County, and 75% of the adult population has received at least one dose of vaccine.
Quiero empezar con noticias buenas, diciendo que 55% de aquí, del condado, ha sido vacunado y 75% han recibido su primera vacuna.
The state's goal is to have 75% of Colorado's adults vaccinated by July 4th, and at our current rate, we will reach that goal by Memorial Day weekend.
Y nuestra meta es para tener 75 adultos aquí en Colorado vacunados para el primero de junio, pero vamos a ver que el fin del mes de mayo vamos a agarrar esa meta.
If anybody still needs a vaccine, the next clinic is April 24th from 11 a.m. to 3:45 at the Telluride Intermediate School Gym. And you can register an appointment time on the county COVID vaccine tab on the website, or you can just walk on in.
Y si personas todavía quieren recibir su vacuna, tenemos una clínica abril 24 de 11 a 3:45 en el gimnasio de la escuela, y puedes registrarte en la website o puedes caminar adentro durante esos tiempos.
Talking about testing, the Public Health Department encourages those that are unvaccinated and have traveled for spring break to stay home for 7 days and get a COVID test.
Y personas, hablando de pruebas, la salud pública de aquí, si no has recibido tu vacuna y saliste durante la primavera, por favor quédense en su hogar 7 días.
And this Friday, there's free COVID testing at the Telluride Regional Airport from 2 to 6 p.m. You can pre-register, again on the county website, or you can just walk on up.
Or drive.
Or drive, for that matter.
Pero si quieren una prueba de COVID este viernes en aeropuerto de 2 a 6, pueden ir a agarrar esa prueba, se pueden registrar en la website, o pueden manejar para allá arriba en el aeropuerto para recibir sus pruebas.
Overall, the county has remained steady in the state's level blue metrics, although we anticipate a bump in cases due to spring break travel and are prepared for that.
Y sobre todo ahorita estamos bien estables en el nivel azul, pero sabemos que a lo mejor puede cambiar eso con personas saliendo de vacaciones durante la primavera, y estamos preparados para eso.
Statewide, COVID cases are stabilizing, but we are seeing an increase in cases and hospitalizations for younger groups, and that may be because they've been the last in line for vaccinations.
Y aquí en el estado viendo, todo está estable, pero unos casos han subido, también ido al hospital, a los muchachos más pequeños, pero podemos saber eso porque no han recibido las vacunas.
If I had to summarize where I think we sit, I feel like we are coming out of the woods, and the next step for all of us is to figure out how to emerge carefully, wisely, and with the right timing.
Y como siempre, quiero hablar sobre cómo podemos salir adelante con todo esto, qué son los pasos que van a seguir cuidadamente, juntos y positivos.
Like everything COVID related, there's always a lot of questions, and from a policy approach, yesterday the Board of Health and the Public Health Department agreed to move forward with a stepping down approach to policy. We know that kids are in school through May, and we'll reach our vaccination milestones at the end of May, so we plan to hold the state dial framework in the county public health orders. We hope and believe this will help us to finish strong and protect those that are still vulnerable in these final month and a half.
Pero como siempre, sabiendo de COVID, hay muchas preguntas. Hemos hablado con las personas que están en cargo de la salud en póliza, sabiendo que estamos bajando todo eso y sabiendo que los niños están en la escuela hasta mayo. Tenemos esperanza que vamos a acabar esto fuerte, y las personas que están tienen riesgo más grande, cuidar a esas personas y estar juntos durante este tiempo.
Finally, the question on many people's minds is, what about summer? And public health will continue to assess metrics and state and national guidance to determine the next steps moving into summer, and we'll do that in mid-May.
Y la pregunta es que cómo podemos saber más sobre el verano, qué pasos podemos tener, y nosotros vamos a tener más información al medio de mayo para hablar sobre qué vamos a ver, los números en el estado, en el país, para mover adelante, para planear.
Listeners, if you have a question for County Commissioner Lance Waring, give us a call, 970-728-4333.
Si tienen preguntas para Lance, por favor, márquenos al 970-728-4333.
Lance, one of the big-ish, I guess, changes that has happened over the last few weeks has been that Governor Polis has sort of relinquished some of the power the state has had over local public health orders. A lot more power now is with local jurisdictions. Can you talk a bit more about how that affects how the county is approaching COVID now that the state is having less power over our local restrictions?
So, una de las preguntas que yo tengo sobre el cambio, el gobernador Polis está dando más poder aquí localmente a las organizaciones y el condado de salud para que hagan decisiones que uno necesita. ¿Cómo ustedes están respondiendo sobre tener más el poder y más decisiones ustedes mismos?
That's a good question, Matt. And the answer is, be careful what you ask for. During the peak of the COVID crisis, some counties were asking for more autonomy, and now that we've received it, we are responsible for making decisions without the cover of the state, if you will. There's a blessing to having our own self-rule for our own unique situations. But there's also a challenge of now restrictions across the state are going to be a bit more patchwork.
Esa es una pregunta muy buena. Lo que puedo decir es que ten cuidado lo que uno desea, porque en muchos casos cuando empezamos todo eso de COVID, muchos condados querían más el poder, más responsabilidad. Y ahorita la tenemos, y es difícil saber decir qué responsabilidad y hacer decisiones. Lo bueno es que estamos en un condado que nuestras reglas reflectan muy bien a la situación, pero también puede ser un poquito difícil saber las regiones donde podemos tener más restritos o no. Es casi tener el balance en esos dos.
And patchwork restrictions are going to be more confusing for guests and visitors. They'll be more difficult to keep track of if you're traveling across the state. And it's going to continue to be complicated as we emerge out of the forest.
pero como siempre puede ser un poquito difícil para visitantes que vienen, sabiendo que ellos están viajando a través de los estados, sabiendo los más recitos y tener ese balance.
I was at a bus stop last week, I think, and I was eavesdropping. There were two people near me. I was just kind of eavesdropping on them, and they were saying, the state's giving up this power. It's now more in the local hands. And they were annoyed, these people I was eavesdropping on, they were annoyed that San Miguel County is upholding like mask mandates, things like that. And I'm curious if what you would say to locals who are hearing that, well, now the state isn't holding down San Miguel County to its restrictions, San Miguel County is choosing its restrictions. What would you say to people who say, well, why isn't the county then just choosing to be as relaxed as it can be? Why the increased strictness, the choice of that?
So, mi pregunta es, yo estaba esperando el autobús un día y estaba escuchando otras personas hablando sobre algo, diciendo que el gobernador ha dado el poder a los condados para hacer decisiones. Y ellos estaban como no tan felices sabiendo que el San Miguel ha quedado con quedarse con su máscara puesta. ¿Qué puede decir a las personas diciendo por qué el condado no ha relajado más las reglas aquí y las ha dejado tan estrictas?
Another good question, Matt. And the first, biggest, easiest answer is that we are, along with some other mountain communities, somewhat unique in our situation in that we rely on visitors from around the nation, if not around the world, for our economy. And with that, we are different from a lot of other communities in this state that are more insulated.
Otra pregunta muy buena. Lo que puedo yo decir, nosotros vivimos en una comunidad de montaña, sabiendo que muchos visitantes vienen a través del estado, a través del mundo, sabiendo que necesitamos ellos para tener más trabajo y seguir con la economía. Pero lo que yo puedo decir es, puede ser un poquito diferente porque nosotros somos diferentes a otras comunidades y tenemos que saber eso y hacer esas órdenes para reflejar nuestra comunidad.
All right, then. Listeners, as you are listening, this is our weekly noon coronavirus update. If you have a question, we are joined by County Commissioner Lance Waring, one of the folks at the county level responsible for a lot of the decisions that made around COVID. Give us a call if you have a question for Commissioner Waring, 970-728-4333.
Y si tienen preguntas, por favor, marquen al 970-728-4333.
While we're waiting to see if there's any questions, Matt, I will confess that I've been posing a lot of questions to myself lately about how to exit the year plus we've all experienced gracefully. And I've realized that for myself, at least, there's a lot of habits I've developed over the last year that are proving a little difficult to get rid of.
Y estamos esperando que ojalá alguien llame con una pregunta, pero algo que yo he reflectado solamente y preguntas que yo me hago mismo solo es cómo mover adelante sabiendo que ese año fue un poquito difícil y sabiendo que una de las cosas que voy a seguir haciendo las hice durante y cómo hago esos cambios, reflectar lo que hemos vivido este año.
As you said earlier before we got on the air, Matt, COVID is like an old friend that you don't like very much, but you feel connected to, and I want to get rid of that old friend, but I want to do so gracefully.
Como dijiste antes que empezamos a hablar aquí, diciendo que COVID es como un amigo viajante que no te gusta mucho, pero estás conectado con él. Pero ¿cómo desconectarte porque sabiendo que no quieres hacer amigos con él ya?
And as we were getting ready for this show, I looked around at our three masked faces and asked how we'd feel if we took our masks off. We've all had a vaccination. When you said that your 2-week waiting period hadn't quite finished, Matt, I quickly kept my mask on. I decided in that moment that it was the right move for all of us to maintain protocol.
Y antes que empezamos a hablar aquí, yo me di cuenta y pregunté si se sentían confortables quitando nuestras máscaras, sabiendo que todos nosotros hemos sido vacunados. Pero tú dijiste que todavía no, estás esperando las 2 semanas antes de estar vacunado. Y rápidamente yo dije, ok, tenemos que quedar con ese compromiso y tener nuestras máscaras puestas.
But the next time that we meet, excuse me, here in the studio, I can't wait to take our masks off and see each other's smiles and see each other's full faces and breathe freely and deeply.
Pero sabiendo que la próxima vez que estemos aquí, vamos a poder quitarnos nuestras máscaras y vernos la cara y sonreír, sabiendo que vamos a tener la vacuna.
And I imagine when that time comes, it's going to feel a little strange.
Y sabiendo cuando ese tiempo viene, va a ser un poquito raro, pero es lo que va a pasar.
Hear, hear. Well, I do have to ask then, you know, you've mentioned that we're kind of in this transition period out of COVID, but not quite out of COVID. It's a bit of a murky area. And so I'm curious, acknowledging you are not a public health professional, you are a county commissioner professional. But I'm curious, what to you does the next few months look like in our community for in just day-to-day life? What do you see as the next few months looking like as we inch out of COVID, but we're not out of it yet?
So mi pregunta es, sabiendo que estamos en COVID, pero no estamos en COVID ahorita, ¿usted qué piensa en los próximos meses? ¿Cómo se va a ver? ¿Cómo se está viendo en estos meses el día al día?
I think the situation that I just described for us three personally in this station with our masks on, but talking about our masks off, is indicative of where we as a community are going to be for the next couple months, trying to continue to walk this tightrope between being responsible to our friends, our neighbors, our citizens, our community, and yet acknowledging that times are changing and for the better.
Lo que dije antes, nosotros aquí tres en el estudio aquí diciendo que uno se tiene que quedar con su máscara puesta, pero sabiendo que pronto se puede ver un poquito diferente en la comunidad, sabiendo que tenemos que seguir ser responsables con nuestros amigos, nuestros vecinos, aquí ciudadanos, todo eso es tiempo viendo positivo lo que pueda cambiar.
Well, I think it's maybe a good sign that as we go through this pandemic, these updates seem they sometimes get shorter and shorter, with some long ones here and there. But I think this might be a shorter one as we draw to a close. Though, Lance, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners about COVID in late April 2021?
Pero como siempre, vamos a acabar aquí pronto. Es bueno que más de estas noticias han cerrado un poquito temprano. Pero Lance, ¿puedes decirnos algo antes de terminar?
Let me just repeat the opportunities for testing and for vaccinations. I think that's really the message for today. This Friday, there's free testing at the Telluride Airport from 2 to 6 p.m. You can pre-register on the county website or walk on up, drive on up.
Pero lo que quiero recordar es exámenes, pruebas y vacunas este viernes en el aeropuerto de 2 a 6 p.m. Arriba puedes manejar, caminar para allá arriba.
And if you would like to receive a vaccine, the next clinic is April 24th from 11 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. at the Telluride Intermediate School Gym. You can register on the county website on the vaccine tab, or you can just walk right over.
Pero para la vacuna, abril 24, de 11 a 3:45, en el gimnasio de la escuela, puedes agarrar tu vacuna, puedes registrarte en la website, o puedes caminar allá adentro.
That's about all I know, Matt.
Eso es todo.
Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention. I don't know if many of our listeners are as avid as we on the news team are, but your weekly county commissioner COVID updates in the BOCC meetings on Wednesdays are also, those are scaling back now to every other week, correct?
Correct. We are tapering back on those COVID updates. Again, it's an indication of the level of concern, and we can always pick up the pace if we need to, but there's other fish to fry.
Pero como siempre, las juntas han bajado con las noticias de COVID, con el comensario, y sabiendo que ahorita no tenemos muchas noticias, que es bueno, y tenemos otras cosas que tenemos que enfocarnos en.
But to clarify, CODA, we are still doing our noon updates, but the county commissioner updates are now every other week. I don't want people to think we're scaling these back. We're not doing that just yet.
Pero como siempre, aquí en CODA vamos a seguir cada semana con las noticias.
Are you considering that, Matt?
I do not speak for KOTO at this point. That's above my pay grade. Lance Waring, San Miguel County Commissioner, Claudia Garcia Curcio, both of you, as always, you are wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. If you still have any questions, the San Miguel County website, tons of information. The Med Center, 970-728-3848 for medical info. With an emergency, as always, call 911. Tune in. We'll be back next week with more COVID updates. We'll have some news tonight. We'll have Off the Record. We'll have music. Please stay tuned. This is KOTO Telluride. Have a great Thursday, everyone.